What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Wallace with you here. It is a Thursday night. We just talked about the Marshall-James Madison game. I also want to add, let you know, Cam Fancher ladder betting his yardage props. If you have to bet 241.5, that's fine. If you're betting the 226.5, that's fine. Laddered it 250, 275, and 300 yards. I did also play the over in this game, 48.5. Did lock that in. That number's dropped. That's fine by me. There should be a lot of passing in this game. It is the only way to attack James Madison, therefore what you're seeing in our prop. And so far, JMU has really struggled to run the football. And that's fine, because then they should throw all night. If they do choose to run, we have seen the Marshall rush defense allow explosive performances, including against Old Dominion. Four separate rushing touchdowns of 66 or more yards allowed in that game. So, a lot of pathway for JMU to score. A lot of throwing in this game. Added the 48.5 to the card. We're going to reset the baseball board in a moment. But first, we're going to kick this thing over. Oh, we have a run. Hold on a minute. Harper just scored on a wild pitch. Let's see what the live number is before we kick this thing over to Davis Maddock. Give us a moment here. Minus 280, they jump on the Phils. This team just had a chance to score as well. It's incredible. 3.5 is your total, but a huge juice towards the under. NLCS price on the Phils goes from minus 1,000 to minus 2,200. World Series number on the Phillies. They pop a minus number for the first time, minus 110. So the Phillies there. And is that all Bryce Harper work? Is that walk, steal? What is that here? Walk, got moved over to second, and then was sitting on third base after a double play. But a wild pitch brings him in. So damage again here in this incredibly low-scoring game three of the NLCS. Radio audience is here. Happy to have you on a Thursday night. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here. We're going to talk a little Rangers-Astros. Before we do that, though, we go over to Davis Maddock for a same-game parlay.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay. Over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, we have Thursday Night Football. And you guys, look, you know I love to do a big, complicated same game parlay. Lots of correlated legs. We're not doing that tonight. We just have a two-legger on the FanDuel Sportsbook for Thursday Night Football, Saints, Jaguars. And the first leg is going to be Travis Etienne as an anytime touchdown score. He has 5 rushing touchdowns this season. He also has converted the Jaguars alone, 2-point conversion on the year. The big difference here, Tank Bigsby no longer coming in at the goal line. Etienne scored at the goal line last week. I think he's got that role locked down. I do not think that the market is appropriately pricing this in. I don't care if CJ Beathard or Trevor Lawrence is the starting quarterback for the Jaguars. I think this is an awesome bet. The next leg of our same game parlay, very simple. We are going to ladder Travis Etienne up and take his alternate rushing yard total over 110 yards. I think you guys can ladder this up. As far as you have the risk tolerance for, Travis Etienne, one of the best pure rushers in the NFL. he has, I mean, really, he's completely dominated the ground game for Jacksonville. No one else is even contributing. At this point, he has 133 rushing attempts. Bigsby has 18. Dearness Johnson has 7. He is the lone rusher here. Feel very good about this one. That gives us a two-leg same-game parlay of plus 574 odds. Travis Etienne anytime touchdown score and Travis Etienne alternate plus 110 plus rushing yards in this game. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, there we go. Davis Maddock looking to climb the ladder a little bit there with Travis Etienne. Big time performance on the ground, 110 plus rushing yards, anytime touchdown score paying out nearly at 6-1. Let's talk Astros Rangers. So there is potential for a bigger card if you want in this game. I limited this to just my Corey Seager prompt. Donnie stopped by Seager and Evan Carter, hitters 2 and 3 in this lineup. He's looking to chase those guys down for bigger numbers. If you want to go simple, it would be a pure RBI, 2+ RBIs, though. Those are the bigger payouts. Donnie had a phenomenal full baseball season betting those numbers. What we do have, though, here, for me, again, is the Seager play. 3-for-9 career against Jose Urquidy, and the lefty-righty splits in his favor. Bats 333 against righties. At home, bats 337. All of the criteria there for Corey Seager works out just fine in this baseball game. What we've also had, did you just say radio? Did someone say radio to me? We did the radio. Tie game. Whoa! Luis Gurriel with a double. How about that? All right. Man, that number is going to have to move quick. That's a good update there. Lines are locked. We'll get you those lines in a moment here, okay? So I'm on the Corey Seager prop. If you wanted to add more, okay, I would look towards Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien has fantastic numbers up against Urquidy. 8-for-21, 3 home runs, 2 doubles as well. And that's also key when you're trying to go through this, right? Who has the extra base hits? Marcus Semien has a ton of them. It's just Semien, he's great at home, but he could be better against righties than he is. So, again, Semien could be in the activation zone if you wanted. Bregman, very good numbers against Andrew Heaney. However, he's really struggled against lefties this year. He's been better on the road, but he struggled against lefties, so that pulled Bregman out for me. Jose Altuve, I was close on. Maybe by the time we get to the starting gate, I play it. Altuve, 12-for-37 lifetime up against Heaney. That's good for 324 batting average, 3 doubles, 2 home runs. So there are extra base hits there. He was much better against righties, though, Altuve this year, right? Interestingly enough, what would push you back in the road numbers, 349 batting average outside of Houston this year for Jose Altuve. And again, I know for some people those are wonky, you know, fairy dust. Oh, I'm not getting involved with those. And I kind of get it. That's stuff that I've relied on throughout the baseball season, and it's worked for me. But I pulled back a little bit on Altuve. I didn't love it enough. But again, you can get those at plus money if you want. Seager's my guy tonight over 1.5 bases. Baseball board, minus 380 now on Arizona after they were able to secure themselves the double by Gurriel. We have runners, what I'm seeing right now, on the corners here in this baseball game. And they jumped a minus 380 number on Arizona. NLCS odds for the Phils. Whoa! It was minus 2,200. They go down to minus 460. World Series price, minus 110 to plus 110. So numbers transitioning in this baseball game here. We'll see if Arizona can capitalize. Total's in line. Total jumps up 5.5. I'd look under. I would look under on that if you can get to it. But it's minus 180. I'd do the flat 5 if I had to. I'm not sure if this game breaks out fully in the way that they're expecting here. But it's too expensive. That would be...
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Look for me. That would be the look. By the way, quick reminder, NFL Tonight will continue to break these down. Joe Lisi stops by in a moment. Three-pack already on the card. It's going to be over 36.5 longest completion, Derek Carr. Over 6.5 kicking points, Brandon McManus. Foster Moreau over 10.5 receiving yards. We're on the college football board, so we will follow that as well. But what we're going to do next is talk some hoops. WNBA season buttons up. NBA season around the corner, and a season-long player prop that you need, all coming up after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. It's a busy Thursday night here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. WNBA Finals, we'll hit that in a moment. They might get out of it in Arizona, the Phils, that is. The total's down to 3.5. The 5.5 is expensive. I myself didn't bet it, so there's no victory laps here. It was expensive. It was rightfully expensive. It's one left on third base. We've got ourselves two outs in the game, though. So Arizona could miss a huge opportunity. It was runners at the corners, nobody out in this game. You just need to get on one. A double play works, although I'm sure they were playing for the double. They were putting runners in Philadelphia, but just giving you guys an update on that. Two college football games just started, Rice-Tulsa as well as Marshall-JMU. I will ask Lisi about those, even if the games have already started, just get an idea of what he was thinking. We can activate live as always. Hoops. Things are ending. Things are starting. Firstly here, Aces last night beat the New York Liberty 76-69 at the Barclays Center. Was in attendance. It was a treat. Did I bet the over because I was there? Yes. Did it get close? Never. That's okay. Aja Wilson had a great final game, and that won her finals MVP. She was minus 110 heading into that game due to the fact that they were down that they had lost their commanding 2-0 series lead, and the fact that the Liberty were huge 6.5-point favorites in the game. That a lot had to do with the Chelsea Gray injury. And also a big Kelsey Plum, you know, performances heading in. It moved the numbers. Aja Wilson, though, who finished third in regular season MVP voting, ends up winning finals MVP. The Aces crash in as the preseason favorites and win the WNBA championship. And with their season ending, the NBA season is set to begin. Tuesday night, Lakers Nuggets, Suns Warriors, right here, Game Time Decisions. We'll have you covered. You know Coach James Young will be stopping by as well. Those four teams, top 10 in the odds to win the NBA championship, though the favorites to win the title are from the Eastern Conference. That would, of course, be the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. And all of a sudden, Milwaukee has some weirdness going on. And I was talking, you know, behind the scenes, we're putting this together, storylines to follow, and we're going to talk Harden in a moment, a little Jordan Poole. But all of a sudden, Milwaukee from the clouds, no Terry Stotts on the sideline. And at first, we're like, oh, that's a little, what's that about, right? The Stotts-Lillard relationship we thought was pretty positive, so them being there together was obviously, you would think, a big benefit. Then all of a sudden, the exit, did it have anything to do with him? Apparently, Stotts and head coach Adrian Griffin didn't get along. What does that do for relationships in the room? Maybe nothing. Maybe something. It was odd. When you look at the Eastern Conference, though, right? East, and that's it. Just three teams inside the top 10 for the Eastern Conference. And a big reason for that is, one, Damian Lillard ended up in Milwaukee and not Miami, and because there is no trust in the Philadelphia 76ers in the market. And that is because James Harden wants out. Harden misses practice again. You see the Clippers down there at 27-1. The reporting that I saw is that the Sixers called LA and said, you can have Harden. We want one first round pick, one pick swap, and Terrence Mann. And I am not saying that anybody who's reported on that is lying. I am just really struggling to understand the world where the 76ers put that on the Clippers table and the Clippers said no. Terrence Mann is fine. Harden led the NBA in assists last year. James Harden had two games last year in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics that Terrence Mann could only dream of. I know we had bad Harden games. I know. James Harden is still inside the top 30 players in this league. And even if when we get to the playoffs, you're like, oh, I can't trust. Well, hold on a minute now. Because the idea for the Clippers is you would trust Kawhi, we trust PG, we have depth, we've got Ty Lue, we're fine. That is a win-now basketball team. And this is a win-now move, and they said no. And I don't think the offer's getting any better than that. I mean, the Sixers have to get back something for Harden, something, so the Clippers might be dead in the race. I've mentioned the Miami Heat a number of times. The thing is, Tyler Hero has looked good in the preseason. I wonder, Heat culture, it's all good. Sorry we tried to trade you. Everything's fine. Do they believe in Tyler Hero all of a sudden? If so, maybe Miami doesn't want to make that move. Okay, and maybe the Sixers don't want to trade with Miami. I wouldn't rule that out. Chicago Bulls have guys like Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan that could be talked around, and if Harden was on the table, what would they think of that? I don't know. But where else are we going with Harden? Because Harden doesn't want to be in Philly. We know this. And if Daryl Morey and the Sixers are saying a pick, a swap, and a young playable piece, that is something that a number of teams could get to. And if those NBA title odds, if we can go back, actually, can we go back to those NBA title odds for just a second? Thank you very much. Okay, so we look at this, right? And I don't know exactly what would work contract-wise, but all of these teams here, right, would at least listen to whatever it is, especially probably this one right here at five. I don't, again, financially, maybe it doesn't work. All I'm saying is I think that they would listen in LA because LeBron is always in the star market. And I'm not saying that it's a great move for the Lakers, right? Just start Austin Reeves. You have D'Lo, Gabe Vincent. But you would imagine that this is now a conversation that a number of teams would be willing to have. The Harden question mark is going to linger. A lot of people think he will start for this basketball team. I believe the debut game is against Milwaukee, actually, on a Thursday night. We shall see. The other recent NBA story is Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole just dropped 41 at the Garden in a preseason game in which he only played 27 minutes. Jordan Poole's 20.4 points per game last year in Golden State, for some, they felt like a slip back. They felt like Jordan Poole wasn't reaching his potential. If you ask Kevin Garnett, Jordan Poole's potential is the aforementioned James Harden. I don't think I agree with that. I don't think KG probably knows how good Harden is all time. That's not really the point. But what Jordan Poole did for the Wizards in that game is something he is going to do a couple of times this season. If I could get odds on player to score the most points in a game this year, I would be very tempted to know what the Jordan Poole numbers are. Because the green light that he has in Washington, it might be the greenest in the league. He is paid and there to be the star. And if we look at what Jordan Poole has done so far in this preseason, take the minutes played, take the three-point shots attempted, and put those on a per 36 basis, which is a reasonable amount of minutes to expect Jordan Poole to play for the Wizards. Jordan Poole is per 36 preseason shooting 14.6 threes per game. 14.6. Now, You might say, hold on a minute, everything is being completely skewed by the game against the Knicks. Okay, let's remove it. Never happened. Even though games like that will happen, let's remove it. Let's take the other preseason games. 13.7 attempts per game for Jordan Poole. Now, you might say he's shooting more threes than Steph does. That's crazy. No way. One, Jordan Poole doesn't care. Greenlight City. But okay, let's drop it again. Let's say Jordan Poole is going to shoot 10 threes per game, which is very conservative. Very conservative, right? Jordan Poole will need to shoot 32% from three to hit his 3.1 threes made per game prop, which you can find.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And on DraftKings, which is one of my favorite bets I have ever seen. I also bet 35-1 Jordan Poole to lead the NBA in made threes per game. Most improved player JP could be on the way. We'll be right back here with Joe Lisa.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. Just a little NBA chatter. I'm Kevin Walsh with you right here on this Thursday night. Jordan Poole, 3.1 made threes per game. 35-1 to lead the NBA made threes. A lot of good numbers there. We'll talk about it, though, as we get closer, all right? So make sure you keep everything dialed here on the grid as the countdown to the NBA season is on, which I know Joe Lisi is ecstatic about, man. I know that he's been chomping at the bit. Now, Lisi,
yes!
I'm kidding. How we feeling, man? It's a Thursday football night.
Oh, I can't wait, Kev. Lisi watches NBA too, baby. How about that? He does.
Listen, there's a profit boost out there, man. If you need to get a future in, you can reach out to Donnie. Donnie's the king of profit boosts. So if you need something good, all right, you give him a call. Quickly, I know they're live, but the college football here, are you on either game, Marshall, home dog to JMU, and then what is it, Tulsa laying a number to Rice, both games short, with inside like 4 points.
Yeah, I'm on the over Rice, and I did take a shot on Marshall. I know people are on JMU looking for the undefeated season, but I like what Marshall brings to the table, a little bit physical in terms of the front seven, and playing at home, yeah. I think that's the biggest difference for me. Blue-collar type of team on a Thursday night, primetime type of atmosphere. I'm going to take a shot with Marshall right now.
Yeah, Marshall so far 3-and-out in both of their drives. For JMU, both drives have crossed into Marshall territory. They haven't scored on either one. However, their next drive starts in opposing territory due to the fact that Marshall was backed up pretty deep. All right, let's talk the NFL here tonight. Let's see your most recent lines. Trevor Lawrence confirmed in 2.5s almost everywhere. Some scattered 1.5s. No flat 2s. The total in this football game, A 41, 41, some 40 and a half. That's what we look at here for this total, Joe. What are you thinking, Saints Jags?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the way the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing. And even if Trevor Lawrence wasn't in that lineup and it was C.J. Beathard, I would still take Jacksonville on the road in this ballgame. I believe more in the offensive consistency, Kev, in terms of the rushing attack with Etienne and Bigsby. And I think they have enough weapons to challenge that New Orleans secondary over the top, just the way C.J. Stroud did. He sliced and diced them only for $199, but he was efficient, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And on the flip side for New Orleans, you know, we saw Derek Carr move the football between the 30s. They struggled immensely in terms of red zone opportunities, settled for field goals, no offensive identity, checkdowns to Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. I mean, if you can't get the ball to your playmakers, Olave and Thomas, they're not going to win this ballgame. And I don't care that they're playing at home and have the better defense. I'm going with the more consistent team and the better coach in Doug Peterson and the Jaguars outright and over tonight.
All right, so you're flipping around there because I know you were on this team in Houston going up against the Texans. On the side, I lean New Orleans. I am looking at this total here tonight. As I've been saying, Lisi, everybody's now, Saints, 12 games in a row under. Look, I got friends, okay, good friends of mine. But if they send me a trend, that trend is probably seeing its better, the last of its good days. You know what I mean? But I was thinking about a Saints team total. Might just play the full over in the football game here. What are you doing player props-wise? I'm sure there's a couple of them you're looking at.
Yeah, there are. Taysom Hill, plus 270 in terms of anytime touchdown. The reason why I say that is because of the red zone woes for New Orleans, the ability to potentially utilize him maybe in an RPO in terms of the tight end. He caught about 8 passes last week, short to intermediate throws by Derek Carr. Got to like Taysom Hill, even on fly sweep. So I think he's an option at plus 270. Christian Kirk, you know I've been on him, but I think this is the spot that potentially he breaks out in primetime. He's got a low number, 53.5, 54 in that area. He could get into the 80s tonight, Kev.
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit on Pro Football Today. The wide receiver room for Jacksonville is a tough one to crack for me with Ridley and Kirk, where everything about the offseason said Calvin Ridley was the number one wide receiver. Everything about the game, opening game against the Colts said that Calvin Ridley was the number one wide receiver. And everything that's happened since that week one game has said Christian Kirk is the number one wide receiver. And you see it tonight, higher yardage actually on Christian Kirk here, Joe. I don't know if that's Lawrence going back to his guy from last year. I don't know if that's how defenses are kind of tuning in on Ridley and it's making Kirk more enticing, but Christian Kirk leads this team yards, catches, and targets.
Yeah, but if you watch the Jacksonville Jaguars, it started a couple of weeks ago in the London game with Atlanta. He doesn't go to Kirk. He goes to Ridley early, and then he's been second half all Christian Kirk. He did it in the loss to Houston where, you know, in the final two drives, then he was staring down Christian Kirk. He has yet to do it early in the ballgame. Now, I don't know if it's from a defensive perspective, taking away and double-teaming his best option. But you have to go to your playmaker, get him involved in this offense, and then get Ridley involved. I think both players, Kev, could get over their numbers tonight. I'm expecting Trevor Lawrence to have success. Yeah, as long as he's 85, 90% healthy, I think this total comes in, and I expect Jacksonville to eat from an offensive perspective.
Also, I want to add this, by the way, and I just noticed this as you and I were talking. This is the second road game that Jacksonville is playing all year. One of the London games counted as a road game, but that's wild. Two in a row at home, two in London, and then they came back at home. So that's interesting there, though, Joe.
I count the neutral game sites as road games, but I really, again, they seem to be hitting into form, right? They could play a lower score game the way they did against Kansas City. They didn't win it, but they were in striking distance, or they could tack 30 on you, you know, in terms of what we saw in back-to-back games against the Colts. What is the identity right now for New Orleans from an offensive perspective? The problem that I have is, okay, they're playing at home. They don't utilize Kamara enough. Everything is a check down, you know, 1 or 2 yard screen. They don't mismatch him in terms of linebackers or nickelbacks the way Sean Payton did. and they're not pushing the ball down the field vertically. Every throw is like an intermediate throw. We have yet to see them take the top off the opposing secondary. Now, maybe it happens tonight, but until they do it, I can't back this team.
These two teams also are currently booked as division favorites, plus 150 New Orleans in the NFC South, minus 155 on Jacksonville in the AFC South. And look, this is going to go a long way here. You have Houston and Tennessee on the bye. The Colts are playing a home game, winnable against Cleveland. Watson might be back. So Jacksonville could really use the win to keep distance with those teams that aren't playing football. When you look at the Saints, though, Atlanta and Tampa Bay go head-to-head. So that's one of those games where for New Orleans, it's like, okay, good, one of them's going to lose. Yeah, but one of them's going to put a W up on the board. If the Saints drop this game here tonight, Joe, I don't think they'll be division favorites when we look at this on Monday morning.
No, probably not. And, you know, I know that Tampa Bay beat them in their house. Tampa Bay has been, up until last week, the more consistent offense with Baker Mayfield, right? If they could get a stitch or a hint of a rushing attack, you know, I think they definitely can make some moves in terms of a playoff push. That being said, this is a must-win for Dennis Allen. And again, we're talking about a head coach that has failed to step up. Yes, defensively, he's fantastic. But he doesn't coach up the offense, and he doesn't have this team prepared. That game last week where they made 1.5 against a first-year head coach and a rookie quarterback, even though it is C.J. Stroud, with that defense, you're supposed to pull that ball game out. Somehow, some way, you were supposed to win that ball game by at least a field goal, and they failed miserably. They had multiple opportunities, and they couldn't pull it out. Kev, you know that. We watched the game together. Terrible. It was terrible play calling.
It was all bad. No questions about it. I, as someone, though, with, you know, the Texans futures, I loved what I was seeing in that football game. But it was a fun one to follow, though. Quickly, it's, you know, week 7's on the horizon. Well, you and I will talk tomorrow, but anything starting to catch your eye for week 7 on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the one game that I happen to like from an overs perspective over is the Buffalo-New England game. And the reason why I say that is because of what happened on Sunday night. I don't think Buffalo will allow that to happen again with the New England Patriots because, you know, the game plan for New England has got to be a carbon copy about what the New York Giants did. They're inept. They can't push the football downfield. They took an 8-minute drive to go 50 yards to score a touchdown against Las Vegas. And we know the dominance of Josh Allen. The fact that they played down to the New York Giants, I think they're going to push tempo and force Mac Jones into a higher scoring game. Again, I like Buffalo, but I really like the over. I think they can get it on their own, Kev.
I like the look a lot. I think New England, you know, back at home could help a little bit. I do not know how I feel about the Mac Jones situation right now. Because you know me, I'm rooting on the season-long number. And I know people won't. He is well on pace if he plays the full year. He avoided the pick six last week, Joe. Obviously, I know you know I hate to bring it up.
Right.
But he takes the safety. But look, there was a 40-yard completion to play before that Devontae Parker drops, right? Like, it's not all on Mac Jones, which is killing me.
No, it's not. And I brought this up, and people said, oh, you're crazy. No team speed. They do not have a pure number one, Kev. There is nobody to run off the defense.
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. Lisi, I appreciate it. You and I will talk more tomorrow as we get set for the weekend.
Yeah, love the show, Kev.
My man. All right, we'll be right back with the in-game live crew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here. Game Time Decisions on a Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined now by the in-game live crew. We've got Joe Ranieri and Dave Sharapan checking in with us here. And look, if it's a busy night on Game Time Decisions, it's going to be a really busy night on In-Game Live. They've got potentially extra innings baseball on the horizon, plus a Game 4 in the ALCS, plus Thursday Night Football, plus Game of the Night, James Madison and Marshall. Ranieri, let me kick it to you. What do you think right now within Arizona and Philly? What are you expecting for Texas-Houston?
Pretty much exactly what we're getting here. Probably a little tighter in this game now that the series is 2-1. And ultimately, especially in this, as we're seeing, the bullpens are going to play big roles in these games 3-4 and possibly 5 here in some of these spots. So who's going to be the first team to slip up here? I do trust the Astros bullpen a little bit more coming up against the Rangers. And I think ultimately the bullpens are going to be in those games a lot sooner than either of those two teams are going to wish for.
Yeah, you noticed the strikeout props tonight for the two starting pitchers in that Texas-Houston game. It's 3.5, big plus money to the over. They're saying, hey, if you want it, go ahead. But these guys might cruise through 3 innings and then say, thanks for your service. We got some other plans on the horizon. What do you see here, Sharapan? As we know with you, the Phillies gear does not mean one bit that you are rooting on the Philadelphia Phillies.
No, we're just trying to get this one home so we can get another game and then get down there and see it in person. Ideally, Phillies in 5 would be okay for everybody here at the house. As far as Houston, Texas over, again, that's what I'm expecting. You want a game with juice, K-Dub? I know you're watching the college football on Thursday, but give me that. All right, let's get it over. Marvin Gaye had a song called Let's Get It On. Let's get another game for Houston and get this thing back to 2-2 and go deep in the series.
Well, because what? Aren't you rooting on Texas futures?
Texas would be fine, but what we did before yesterday was increase a position on Houston as well. So now I'm good.
Okay, so you got all 4 teams covered?
Team, I got the matchup
I can't
covered.
With this.
I'm just adding to the pile. That's all we're doing at this point. So more games for the American League team. Philly cashes everything. Philly cashes the biggest amount now.
Yeah. Ranier, do you got
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, you got all 7 bases covered.
I'm sharpening my number 2 pencil, trying to write that stuff down.
You can't write it down.
All I heard is we want more baseball games. Is what we want.
More
baseball. We just want more baseball.
More baseball.
More baseball.
And there's a full slate of hockey that K-Dub completely ignored for a hockey guy tonight. Big games tonight. Well,
all right. There's no way you sneak NHL in before I get to everything else. Thursday night football, Joe, Jags, Trevor Lawrence is back tonight. They're on the road against New Orleans. What do you like?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you say football, Thursday night football? Oh, yeah.
Right. This is what we do on Thursday.
Wake me up when it's, wake me up when it's over. Here, do we have any idea if Trevor Lawrence is going? Is he not going?
He's playing.
You know, the line has been creeping up all day. They got to 2.5, which, you know, led me to believe that maybe he's not going. Then, you know, we saw it back down to 1, 1.5. Either way, ironically enough, the total has been creeping up. I think it's up to 41 now, which I think is hilarious. But I do believe there is an opportunity here for the Saints at home to win this game. But instead, I opted to go with the team total here for the Saints, which was hovering around 20.5. I do think 3 touchdowns wins this game. And despite the inability of them to score anything in the red zone, I do think the Saints are capable here of getting three touchdowns total in this game. So I am going up and over the team total of New Orleans here.
I was thinking to see, you know what? I get worried, though. Sometimes I feel like if me and Joe are thinking the same thing, it means we're thinking correctly, but then something burns us. So maybe I'll just leave it alone and let Ranieri enjoy a winner on his own. But, Dave, we've talked about this plenty. Trends are great, and then once you could look, I say this with the utmost respect for a buddy who's not watching, so it's fine. If he sends me a trend, it's dead in the water. So when he sends me 12 Saints games in a row have gone under, what do you think? Tonight's game might have 90 points in it. That's usually how that goes.
I was going to say, just bet the under, don't watch it. But now, if the K-Dub guy calls or texts the trend guy, they got to lay off of it. You can't bet opposite of it because it's going to end. Mm-mm. It might not end tonight. It might end the next game. It might end tonight. Like you said, there's not going to be 90 points scored in a game. There's no way this game tonight could have 90 points scored in it. I don't think.
Looks explosive.
I bet under that number. But I'm with Joe. I mean, like, you're going to have to nudge each other to wake up and get through in-game live. I don't think there'll be, a field goal in the first quarter. Just bet under in the first quarter. There's nothing going to happen. It's just nothing going to happen. You can see what's going on.
Some of the best salesmen in the business, these two. I got to tell you.
It's under.
They're like, hey, we got baseball coming up.
In the numbers,
both games look terrible. That's fair enough. It's fair enough. I mean, at least it's not C.J. Beathard. Can we agree on, or do people prefer C.J. Beathard going in this game?
It could be, though, at some point. That's the scary part.
Why is the line moving in New Orleans' favor, guys? Like, I think he's not playing based on the line movement.
Reporter would have to resign if C.J. Beathard starts the first snap of this game. Now, if Trevor Lawrence is bad, that's a different story, which is why I assume, Ranieri's like, let me just take a Saints team total and leave this Jaguars thing out of it. I'm on the Jags kicker, Brandon McManus, over 6.5 points. If anybody's interested in betting kicker props. Being fair, though, I'm giving these guys a tough time, and the first thing I mentioned is a kicker prop. Yeah, they're probably right. We're not looking for an explosive game then on a Thursday night, but it's a low total. So things can always get moving. Ranieri, tell me, what are you rooting on in these college football games here? Scoreless right now in Marshall, JMU.
Yeah, which is kind of hard to believe because it looks like JMU is going to get it inside the 20-yard line of Marshall, and they'll either throw an interception on the one again or somehow or another line them up and not be able to score. They should be 21-0 at this point. So I am on JMU here, and apparently there were an awful lot of people late to the party also jumped on JMU because this line shot up to -5 before kickoff. Nobody has beaten them yet. They are heads and tails better than this Marshall team. There's revenge in this as well because Marshall was the team to smack them down for the first time last year. I don't think they're going to smack them down here, not with that defense. And the best player on Marshall, their running back, was a late scratch. So I'm all about James Madison here to continue the winning streak.
Yeah, I didn't play the side. I took the over, which, this is every NFL game I bet right now. Ball gets moved up the field easily. Get inside the 20. I have no idea what's going on. And then all the people who bet under be like, told you it was an under. Be like, yeah, no, 1,000 yards offense. You nailed it. Great cap. I can't stand it right now. That's kind of what's going on here. Ranieri, I don't get to chat with you on Fridays. College football-wise, there are 10,000 phenomenal games on this weekend. So figuring out the best one, though, is actually still pretty easy because Ohio State, Penn State matters so much for the national championship futures. What are your early thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a snooze fest too.
I got to ask him about a different game.
I just think the defenses are going to rue the day in that game, and I think ultimately it's going to be whoever turns over the ball less. I did take the first half under. I lean full game under in that as well because, listen, both of those defenses They're the best defenses either of those two offenses have faced, and I do think the defenses are way better than both of those mediocre offenses. Don't trust either offense. Give me the defenses. I think that's the best way to bet that game is bet some team totals, bet the first half totals. Don't see the offenses lighting up either of those two defenses.
Yeah, I thought the Ohio State performance against Purdue was necessary if you want to convince yourself on and over, because they were like, oh, we're way better than this team. We'll throw to Marvin every play, and then we'll get up and down the field. So at least they were aware that that's an option. I still don't really know what to do with Penn State. Like, Georgia and Michigan get so much grief for playing no one, and they deserve it. I mean, Penn State came off of a bye and played UMass.
Yeah,
homecoming. And I don't want to hear that they played Iowa, because that's not a real football team, and everybody knows it, Dave. No,
that's true. You're right. Listen, their Iowa totals 31.5 in a major college football game this week. You want another storyline? You're probably going to bet under that, and that one's going to be a little bit of pain. But Iowa, Minnesota looks under. K Dub, I want to get these in because I did homework for you when I came in. You know, I thought we might talk baseball. Teams to score first this postseason, 20-7. Teams to out-homer their opponent are 17-3. But the last two games of the ALCS, that trend was reversed. So it was 17-1 till games 2 and 3. And then teams that have won game 3 after trailing 2-0, out of the last 50, K-Dub, how many do you think won the series out of the last 50 where teams won game 1 and 2, but the other team won game 3, like Houston did last night? How many times does a team in Houston's position win the series?
You tell me. You got the 13
numbers. 13 times out of the 50. That's only 26%. Houston wins tonight. I think they win the series.
Okay, interesting spot. Arizona's threatening. If they do not cash in here, they should not play extra innings and give the game to Philly. Dave, since you wanted it, what are the games of the night on the ice? Go ahead.
Well, we talked about it on Tuesday, before your day off. We talked about Vegas being the best game of the night against Dallas and them winning and the game going under. So, you know, trying to help the people, and hockey guys like yourself and myself are always looking. Carolina at Seattle, finishing up this road trip. Carolina on the money line. It's a little steep. Arizona, St. Louis under. That's got to be a play. Put that one on the list. And actually, Chicago, Colorado, you would think over. Young team, fast team in Colorado. Odd matchup. Under in that game, K-Dub. You get the plus money on the under 6.5. So I know you like the juice, and I know you like games over, but it's a couple unders for you.
No, that's all good. Ranieri, what do you? I mean, I feel like the answer is yes to everything. You dabble in ice? What's the story there?
Yeah, well, I'm on the Sabres in Calgary, and I believe that was 1-1 last I checked there, 2-2. Dave, I think. 2-2 now. Okay, even better there. But I do think Carolina and Edmonton might not be a bad play in regulation as well, if you want to get it going. And it looks like they just threw Gurriel out at home. So that's awful playing there by Arizona. Sorry. That's just awful.
What?
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
First and third, nobody out, and
running on contact. He ran on contact, but he's not fast.
That's great.
No, he ran right into the out too. right into the out.
There's going to be an NFL, two college football, and two baseball games on, and these two are going to be talking hockey because there might be no scoring in any of those games. Enjoy In-Game Live. We'll close it out with some best bets next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. We are closing it out on a Thursday night. We will pass it over to In-Game Live. Let me know, are they going to have a two baseball games to follow or one? Did Arizona finish that out? What are we hearing? What are we seeing? Nothing? Marte Walkoff, what an absolute superstar. 2-1 series now in the NLCS. Sharapan has 1,500 futures, so apparently it's great news for him. He'll be on In-Game Live with Joe Ranieri. They take it up until 10 p.m. Eastern time when you get the start off for Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart, Sports Rage Late at Night. So keep it locked on Sports Grid. We got it covered all night long. We've got two baseball coming up. Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases. We're rooting on some action right now in the college football world. Not great. It's all good. But tonight, best bet, Derek Carr, longest completion over 36.5 yards. Carr threw over this number in each of the first two games, twice actually, in both of those games, and got back to his ways last week as he's getting a little bit healthier off of the shoulder injury. It makes a difference, and he's going up against the perfect defense to target deep, as we have seen 5 of 6 quarterbacks get over this prop against the Indianapolis Colts. The only one that went under was Atlanta, Desmond Ridder, and he still had a 33-yard completion. Derek Carr, longest completion over 36.5. We're also on Brandon McManus, kicking points over 6.5, as well as Foster Moreau over 10.5 receiving yards. Every single team has had a tight end go for over 10.5 yards. In fact, 9 tight ends this year. 9! Only played 6 games. 9 have cleared this number. So Foster Moreau, you'll be hit on this prop all game long. You will be in striking distance. And one more reminder, NBA season-long player prop Jordan Poole to average 3.1 made threes per game over that, and a 35-1 shot on him to lead the NBA in made threes per game. Jordan Poole could potentially break the record for most threes attempted per game in NBA history this season. That's what he's on pace for in the preseason. We'll see what the regular season brings. I'm Kevin Walsh. Good luck tonight. Game Time Decisions is back tomorrow on a Friday.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.